Yep, gotta get the 3/4 sleeve going.
Is that shit talk or are you just being descriptive?
You like to show your forearms.
I really don't. It's just, it feels better.
Hey, somebody dress code him.
No, you actually know why? You want to know why I do this? I think.
Why?
I think it's because, like, in middle school, I was, like, a lanky guy. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was kind of tall, but, like, I was a weird height where most things didn't fit me. So, like, I didn't wear long sleeve shirts that much because, like, when I had a long sleeve shirt, it would just go to, like,
go past your,
it wouldn't go to my wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would go to, like, 4 inches before. So, like, I would just roll that up then. In fact, I still have some shirts that do that. And yeah, so that's why. I mean, this shirt doesn't do that. This one's actually properly fit.
Tall people probs.
That is tall people problems. Or just long arm people problems. But yeah, hey, what's up, everyone? My name's Preston. I'm here with
Kelsey.
And this is A Typical Podcast.
Actually, speaking of tall people, you know, yeah. As somebody who's not tall.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'4". I think I'm like average.
You're not 5'4".
Yes, I am.
You're not 5'4".
I am 5'4".
I'm sorry. You're not 5'4".
Do you think I'm taller or shorter
than 5'4"? I think you're taller than 5'4".
I'm literally 5'4".
I have a height thing in this house.
I'm not even 5'4", actually. I'm 5'3" and something.
You're not 5'. You have to be. I'm not. I genuinely think you're 5'5".
If you have.
I do.
If you have it, bring it out.
I have, like, no, it's like, it's on a door and it's like a tree thing.
Okay.
Do you want to go measure your height right now?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. How tall? Wait, you're saying you're
5'4"? 5'4".
All right, you're definitely 5'5".
No, you're. No, I'm not.
Okay, let's go. Okay, we have
a verdict.
Yeah, we have come back after many deliberations without shoes. Okay, she is what, 6'3" and a half?
6'3"? You fucking idiot. Without shoes, I am 5'3" and a half, but yeah. You really just rounded up to 5'4".
No, that's what I said. Yeah, 6'3" and a half.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but with your shoes, you're 5'4" and a half.
Yeah.
That's like a whole ass inch. So that's why I really thought
when men's platform shoes just.
Yeah. When I first saw you today, I was like, and then you were just saying you were 5'3". I was like, there's no way. There's no way you're 5'3".
Back to what I was saying. Mm-hmm. So over the weekend, I was at Safeway and this lady, she was very short. And so she saw me and she asked for my help. She was like, hey, can you grab this bottle of sparkling cider? And it was like all the way on the top shelf. And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah.
I couldn't get it. I felt so bad.
What did you do afterwards? You're just like, hey, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
She was just like, no, stop. It's okay. Because like I was literally like almost jumping. I wanted to get it for her so bad.
Yeah. Well, did you want to get it for her so bad? Or you just wanted to prove to yourself that you can finally get something because a kind stranger said, hey, can you reach that way up there for me?
Maybe it was an ego thing.
Maybe. For me, if I was in that situation, I'd probably just walk right past the lady that asked me to grab her something.
It was probably at your, like, shoulder height.
You could reach that. Don't.
Nuh-uh. Wait.
Kelsey, I'm not that crazy tall. Like, I'm tall.
Or, but okay, maybe.
You got short arms.
Maybe I'm not that great at perceiving the height of things.
Okay. Yeah.
Because stand up.
Your head is right here.
Oh, okay. You. So I think it was like, it does not matter.
It doesn't matter.
It
literally
does not matter.
We don't need the exact like inches, the feet, the centimeters of whatever you're trying to grab.
Anyways, short woman asked me to grab something for her, but I was too short to grab it for her, which is unfortunate because I wanted to be a good Samaritan.
So I've been home alone for like the past 4 days straight. I spent New Year's alone. I had my dogs. I fell asleep before midnight. I fell asleep at 8.
What a fucking loser. Who goes to sleep at 8?
I mean, I don't do it regularly, but I just happened to do it that day.
It's just a tough day.
Maybe it was 9. It was 9. It was 9. It's not 8.
Okay.
But I went to sleep, and I missed New Year's. So I think on a technicality, I'm on a different year than everyone else because I missed it, you know?
You just woke up in a different year.
Yeah, because I didn't stay up like everyone. I didn't transcend into the next year like everyone else. I was just asleep.
Huh.
Do you know? Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Also, on another note, why is it called New Year's? I'm not going to be like, oh, why does it have that name? But New Year's, specifically, New Year's, okay? Kelsey, don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. Look, New Year's is multiple years. So why do we call it, oh, hey, you excited for New Year's?
Okay. It's new. I don't think that it's actually called New Year's. I think that that's just like what people
just
accidentally say.
Just yeah.
Because they think of New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but still, New Year's Eve. It's
the Eve belongs to the New Year.
Okay. Never mind. I understand that having an S for that.
Wait,
but
I have to see if it's New Year or New Year's.
If you search New Year's.
Because people say Happy New Year.
Yeah, and that's correct. You don't hear, oh, hey, you don't hear. You know, there's Chinese New Year. You don't hear, oh, hey, Chinese New Year's? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's New Year.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's New Year, but people have been saying it as New Year's, unless I'm tripping, unless I'm, like, making some stuff up. But New Year's doesn't make sense literature-wise.
Yeah. It's not grammatically correct.
Yeah. So, since, you know, I've been home alone for like 4 days straight, I did, for the first time in my life, I've never done this. I've seen it on like shows and like movies.
Mm-hmm.
I had cereal in nothing but underwear and socks, of course.
Is that something to experience? Is that something you recommend everybody experiences at least once?
Maybe. I think, honestly, maybe. I wouldn't do it more, but it was just like, it was just something. I didn't even like think about it when I was doing it. I was just like, this is a moment.
It was that Home Alone movie type shit.
Yeah. It was like, I'm in my own world and I'm doing my own thing. And I don't normally do this, so I'm going to do this.
What was the cereal?
Oh, it was Apple Jacks.
Ah.
You got something against Apple Jacks?
I think it's the cinnamon.
You don't like cinnamon?
Not a fan of it. Well, I do like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, so maybe there's a conflict of interest there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's the apples.
Yeah.
Why
I like
are you adding fruit to this cereal? Oh, well, there's Fruit Loops.
Another
conflict of interest. I like Fruit Loops.
Okay, you don't like Apple Jacks. I get it. Maybe it's just, you don't have to shit on my favorite cereal. But yeah.
That's your favorite?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because it's like, I don't know, for me, it's the easiest to eat. It's not
the easiest to
eat? Yeah, like it's not crazy.
Is cereal hard to eat?
Oh my God.
I'm so confused.
Kelsey.
How is one cereal easier to eat than another? You just chew it.
That's not what I mean by easy. Kelsey, how do you put a jacket on when you're leaving the house?
What? Then what do you mean?
Okay, this is what I mean. Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, it's good. You can't have it like 8 days in a row.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
You following?
Okay.
But Apple Jacks, I can have that 10 days in a row.
Because it's your favorite cereal.
Because it's easier for me to taste it and, like, consume.
Oh, wait. Okay. Explain that last part again. It's easier for you to consume.
Yeah. It's just easier to, like, I can eat it 8 days in a row. Like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you can't eat, like, so many days in a row.
Why not?
Have you done that?
No.
Do it. And then you'll be sick of it. Because Cinnamon Toast Crunch it's good. It's really good. But it's the type of flavor it is you can't have it so many times in a row, I feel, without it not tasting good eventually.
I think it's about whatever your favorite cereal is. Because honestly, I think that I could do Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I don't think you
every
can.
Day for a week.
Do you want to make a bet? Are you willing to eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch for a week, 2 weeks?
Oh God.
Yeah. See, you're saying, oh God.
Because I'm gonna get so fat.
Okay. Well, maybe not Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but just.
It's not a daily type of thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's exactly what I'm saying. Are you following me? Okay.
What's like a healthier type of cereal?
Apple Jacks, I think.
No.
What?
No, it's not.
How is it not?
Because it's literally Fruit Loops. Just not the good flavors.
You're disrespecting me so much right now. No, I mean, what is there even such thing as healthy cereal?
Well, there's like Special K. Like, I think that's the healthiest one. I don't know if Raisin Bran.
I don't know. I don't really eat those, so.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah.
Do you pour milk first or after? You pour milk first?
No. Sorry. I didn't know. What if I like secretly did it? I was like, no, of course I don't. No, no. Yeah.
Like you change your answer after you see my reaction. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do it after because it just makes sense.
I eat mine dry.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
You don't have.
I hate milk.
You just eat cereal like as if it's like.
Yeah.
Crackers or something. You just grab a handful. You grab a handful and just...
Yeah. I don't eat it with my hands.
Well, well, I don't know.
I'm not a barbarian. I use a spoon.
Why?
But I just eat it dry.
Why do you use a spoon?
Because...
That's a waste of a spoon.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Because...
I spoon it and it goes into my mouth. It has a use.
Well, why not just grab like four with your
hands? Because then my hands are gonna get
dirty. How?
Because
how do you eat food?
What? Because how do your hands get dirty if you're eating food with your hands?
Yeah, you. It's not barbecue. It's not barbecue sauce or anything. Like it's not.
If it's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you're gonna get like sugar and stuff all over your fingers.
If you lick your fingers and you start touching. And you start touching the squares, then yeah, you'll get cinnamon all over your shit. But if you just grab a handful and your hands are dry, the cinnamon's not gonna stay on your hand. You just grab one, num num num. Okay. And then but if you grab one and then you go num num on your fingers while you're like eating this one square, then yeah, when you reach back again, your fingers will be cinnamony. There's a proper way.
I like the finger residue, so I would have it all over my fingers. So that's why I use a spoon.
That's fucking gross. That would be so gross. Just.
Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't. I guess, yeah, just stick with your spoon, but there. If you do it properly, you could do it with your hand. It's not a crazy thing.
Just like a toddler.
Yeah. I don't. How do you eat popcorn?
Well, that's. Okay. That's not a good argument.
How?
Popcorn is naturally a finger food.
But dry. Okay.
Popcorn is a finger food. But cereal is not a finger food.
Okay.
Well, okay. You can make it a finger food if you wanted to, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying dry cereal seems more like you can grab it with your hand. You could use a spoon. It's fine if you use a spoon. It's okay. But it just seems like you could use your hand like popcorn, but That's why I was questioning how you eat popcorn, because you just like lick all over your fingers. Anyway, let's move on to something else. For the first time ever, someone who was verified commented on one of my videos.
Oh, really? What did they say? What was the video?
It was a TikTok that I posted in December,
mm-hmm.
but like for some reason it's now taking traction a little bit. And the comment was CEO of Grasp Preparedness, because in the video I was like, I go, dude, you reach for stuff way too early. And then my guy, I go like, shut up. And then I turn around and I slowly walk with my hand out to go open the door. And then I turn around, I'm like, oh shit, I forgot my phone. And then I reach out and slowly walk over and grab the phone. And I turn around, reach out and slowly walk over to the next door. Do you know who this verified person? I want you to take a guess who this verified person was. This wasn't, just so we're clear, this isn't some random ass Instagram model who is verified. This is a significant person.
Male or female?
It's male. I will say, if you're in high school, you've been to high school.
I have been to high school.
I'll give you, okay, I don't want to say too, I'll let you guess first. I'll let you guess first, and then I'll give you a pretty good hint. Okay.
Am I supposed to guess already?
Yeah.
I don't have very many hints.
Okay. Well, yeah. I just throw something random out there.
I don't know that many famous TikTokers.
Okay, sorry. He's not an actor, and you 100% know him. But
I 100% know him. Okay.
You 100% know him. Fuck it, I'll give you a hint.
Casey Fry.
No. I don't know who that is. But okay, teachers would sometimes put on this person's YouTube videos for education wise if they're lazy.
Bill Nye?
No. That's a good guess. That would be incredible.
I was hoping it would be.
I know. What if it was Bill Nye?
That would be insane.
That would be insane. I'm actually pretty.
So it's educational?
Kind of, yeah.
Fuck. Do they do like science stuff?
Yeah, they do. They do all kinds of subjects.
I don't know.
Okay. Do you know Crash Course?
No.
You don't know Crash Course? In high school, they never put on Crash Course videos?
I don't think so.
Do you know who Hank Green is?
No.
Kelsey, what? I actually thought you would.
I'm sorry, Hank.
Okay, you know him. You 100% know him. I'll show you after this.
Show me.
I will show you after this.
I want to see the video too.
Yeah, I will. I'll show you after this. But it's funny that he was the very first verified person to ever comment on anything I've ever done, and it was Hank Green. And I was like, that's pretty cool. It
wasn't surprising that it's the first.
Yeah, and it was someone I knew. It wasn't just like some random verified person. And what makes it even like funnier is, ironically, I was thinking of a TikTok idea that would, like, I was trying to think of a way of just say a silly joke of like where I say the name Hank Green, and it was funny that I was just trying to think of something like that, and then I see that he commented, and I was like, oh wow, that's
it's
crazy.
It's a sign.
Yeah,
all the the spiritual girlies are thinking that's a, you know how like the
spiritual
11/11 thing.
Yeah, make a wish.
Yeah,
not the foundation, the 11/11 make a wish thing. Yeah,
yeah. There's like the people will be like, oh, they said this, they contacted you at 11/11, it's a sign, so you were thinking of him and he commented, it's a sign.
It's
you guys
a sign
have a
that
spiritual connection.
It's a sign what, that we like,
that you guys love each other.
Kelsey, what are you saying? Is this a real thing that you're saying? Like the spiritual girlies? Is that what you
spiritual
said?
Spiritual girlies.
Are you fucking with me?
I'm literally just calling them that. I don't know what they're called.
Okay.
But it's like, I think it's pretty much the same as like the people who believe in astrology and stuff.
So star people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would think that. They're like, the stars align for you and Hank Green.
Yeah. So it was destined for him to comment on that video.
Yep.
Yeah. I knew that, actually.
You manifested him.
Yeah. Do you ever manifest stuff?
Oh my God. Okay. So I sometimes get those manifestation videos on my TikTok For You page. And I have considered doing the, I think there's a name for the method, but like you write down things on a piece of paper, like the same phrase, a certain amount of times. And then, I don't know, you're supposed to be able to manifest that thing.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds like you're in detention and your teacher was like, hey, write this sentence like 500 times and then you can leave.
Yeah, but like, maybe I'll try it one day and then I'll come back and tell you if it's real or not. If it's BS or not. I just looked at the camera and it said 11:11.
Oh, the spiritual girlies. They're at it.
Spiritual girlies. They're with us today.
You got any New Year's resolutions?
I actually don't. I never have any.
This was a fun topic. No, I'm just kidding. You really don't?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have New Year's resolutions too, but what is something like you just want to do? Like, it doesn't have to be done this year, but like, we'll consider it a New Year's resolution.
I want to go snowboarding.
Okay.
I want to go snowboard. I want to learn how to throw knives.
Like, actually?
Yeah.
I could do that.
You can throw knives.
I can throw cards.
I think that throwing knives and cards are a little bit different. They have a different velocity, you know?
I mean, I'm sure, like, there's some similarities. You're throwing.
Yeah.
The object might be different.
I can throw a ball, but I can't throw knives.
If you can throw a ball, you're halfway there.
If you're a pitcher in baseball, you got it.
Yeah. So you actually want to learn how to throw knives?
Yeah, I think it's badass.
That actually is kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to learn like some stunt people things. Like some like bah, and then like land on like fall back and land on my back safely or like stuff like that.
That's cool.
But yeah. I also don't want to get hurt, and I know that doing that you're literally falling on purpose. So you're learning how to fall where it doesn't hurt, but you're still gonna get hurt, if that makes sense.
But there's ways to prevent that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's padding. I mean, it's not pleasant. That's the thing. It's not pleasant as like maybe like throwing knives. Maybe you misfire and hit your own knee or something. But I was gonna say, it's just not pleasant.
Have you ever broken a bone?
No. Have you?
No. High five. It kind of sucks though, because I've always wanted to have a cast and have people sign it.
That's so sad. Guys, look, I'm broken.
Like an elementary
Feel bad for me. Feel bad yeah. for me. I'm broken, guys. Oh my God. You guys want to sign my cast?
I love attention.
Yeah, I've never had a cast. What?
I was just thinking about getting attention, and then I remembered a story from 7th or 8th grade where like I wanted attention so bad for my birthday. So my mom got me a balloon for my birthday, and I insisted on taking it to school so people would know it was my birthday.
How old were you?
13.
Okay. Okay, that's not that bad.
Well, no, not 14. 13.
Okay, yeah, because people in high school did that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was never... Oh, my birthday's in the summer, so of course I've never had that, but... How is it? Your birthday isn't during the school time?
My birthday was always the last day of school. I don't know how.
Is your birthday in June?
Yeah. June 14.
My birthday's in June.
June what?
It's over 20.
Oh.
23rd. But yeah.
Star girlies or spiritual girlies. Find out his star sign.
I'm Cancer. What are you?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means.
I'm a Gemini.
I just know I'm Cancer.
I'm a Gemini. I know people hate Geminis.
I think I like just met the... I don't... Fuck this.
Yeah, fuck
this
that.
Topic.
Fuck that.
I don't want to talk about this.
You know what I don't understand?
What?
People who wear... people who wear jeans around their house.
The fuck are you talking about?
Wearing jeans right now.
Yeah, I'm wearing jeans. What about it?
Because you're just lounging at home and you're wearing jeans for comfort.
I'm a very professional influencer out here. There's video form. I want to look nice. I'm not going to wear some like bummy sweatpants.
Okay, that's valid because you're on camera.
Yeah, but I like, do sleep in jeans. When you're off
what?
No. I mean,
when you're off camera, do you ever just lounge in the house with jeans on?
All the time. I don't have that many pants. I need to go pants shopping.
Get some sweats or something, please.
I have two sweats.
Someone start a GoFundMe for Preston's sweatpants.
Yeah. I wear a lot of jeans because, you know, I actually had like, they have holes now. They have holes by the ass, but I don't know how.
But just constantly fingering your ass.
No, but it was from the dryer or washing machine. Mm-hmm. And over time, it just like, these pants are hella old. I got them in middle school, but they fit me throughout high school. And they were so comfortable. Like, I could just sleep in them perfectly. But now I have to now sometimes I have to sleep in these and they're not as comfortable because like these knee parts they like poke into each other. Mm-hmm. But yeah, do you think it's weird to just lounge around in jeans?
Yeah, because I don't think it's comfortable. I think that like, when I'm lounging around the house, like I'll wear more like leggings or like fleece stuff.
Yeah, well that's if you're. For me, I like that is comfortable and stuff. Like, I don't know, it feels different, but it just makes me feel laid back.
Does it make you feel like you're ready?
It doesn't make me feel like I'm ready to do anything. Weirdly enough, like
what?
like when I wear jeans, I can do stuff.
It's your uniform.
No, hold on. I'm trying to let me figure out how to say this.
You can't function without jeans on is what you're saying?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I could do stuff without it. I'm just saying like I don't feel the motivation. I don't feel like I don't know.
Good point. I don't know.
Yeah, hold on. Let me figure it out. Let me figure out the sentence, the conjugations and everything. The adverbs I need to use.
Conjugations.
Yeah.
I don't even know what those are. Wait, yes I do. It's and. And the, I think.
Yeah, we're not on you right now. We're on me and my jeans.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what was the point?
So, what I was trying to say was, with jeans, I feel that I feel maybe subconsciously motivated to do stuff. Cause you know, you wear jeans, you're like, oh, you're going somewhere. You're going to go do something. So when I wear jeans, cause I'm at home all the time and I make videos. So it's kind of hard to be like, hey, go make a video, go do it right now. Cause I'm like, I'm at home. I'm chilling. I'm relaxing. I could just play video games, mm-hmm. But with jeans, it's like
the
you're doing
are
something
the
wrong. Yeah, it's like you're doing something wrong. Go do something. You
damn,
know?
I didn't know that jeans meant that much to you.
They don't. I was just trying to put it into words as to why. The main reason is I don't have a lot of sweats. That's just the casual answer. Do you talk to yourself a lot?
Well, out loud, no.
That's what talking to yourself is. If you're talking to yourself in your mind,
that's
different.
Schizophrenia.
Yeah, because since I've been home alone for 4 days straight, I have noticed that when I'm coming up with some video ideas, like I've been talking to myself out loud a little more. Like I don't look crazy. No, actually, if someone walked in and they just saw it, they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? So it's a little embarrassing if someone walked in, but I don't do it that much.
Yeah, I would say that the only times that I really talk to myself are when I'm saying something like, what the fuck? like something happens while I'm home alone.
I'll yeah. Like, that's very therapeutic. Therapy.
It was very therapeutic. I don't like say all my thoughts out loud.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah, I do think that if somebody were to walk into the room, that it would be kind of concerning.
Yeah.
My brother does it, though, and it is kind of concerning yeah. to see. I'm like, who are you talking to? He's like, myself.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, I don't do it that much. Like, it's more so, when I'm talking to myself, it's not more so like I'm talking to myself. It's more I'm playing a character and I'm just imagining what this one character says to another for like a video. I'll be like, I'll say something like trying to figure out a joke. I'll be like, hey, how's your day? And then I'll be like, nah, it's fine. And then whatever, you know, something like that. Like, that's how I do it sometimes, not all the time. It's just since I've been home alone for 4 days straight, I've noticed that I've been doing it a lot. So I'm going to knock it off. This was the first episode of the new year. So thank you guys for watching and listening. I'm Preston.
And I'm Kelsey.
And this is A Typical Podcast. Thank you guys for watching.
Bye-bye.